hope, to guide you out of darkness, to stand by you as you rediscover life.
Here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year, so in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. has made initial contact with the American man believed to be Travis Timmerman, located today in Syria following the fall of the Assad regime. He disappeared earlier this year. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. working to bring him home, along with still trying to locate another missing American journalist, Austin Tice. ABC's Shannon Kingston with more.
There's been almost no sign of him since the year he went missing, 2012. Syrians are looking through the prison, searching for their loved ones. And the Tice family, they're doing the same from afar, just praying, hoping they find any sign of him in the rubble the brutal Assad regime has left behind in the country.
President-elect Trump ringing the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange today and also celebrating being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. The incoming White House press secretary also confirms the president-elect has invited China's leader to attend his inauguration. This is ABC News. New rules could save Americans billions of dollars a year in those overdraft fees. ABC's Jim Ryan with more.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is expanding its campaign against so-called junk fees by closing a loophole that exempted overdraft loans from lending laws. Banks will still be able to make those overdraft loans, but under strict conditions, or charge a flat $5 fee. The CFPB says that could save each household that pays overdraft fees $225.
The change officially takes effect next October, but it could face legal challenges. Five animals at a zoo in Arizona have tested positive for bird flu. Zoo officials say five animals have died, including a cheetah and a mountain lion. A white tiger tested positive for the virus but is expected to make a full recovery. Public health officials are identifying staff and volunteers considered to be at higher risk from close contact with the infected animals. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hard to believe that Christmas is only a couple of weeks away, right? But there's still plenty of time to find incredible gift deals because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take 15% off the best beauty gifts, just like friends and family can. That's 15% off designer fragrance gift sets, 15% off makeup, 15% off skincare routines. It's just this week. It's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Exclusions apply.
Start this day right!
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, thankfully less wind, low 0 to 5 below. Mostly sunny and warmer for the afternoon Friday, a high near 20. Snow showers and a wintry mix Friday night and Saturday. Temperatures warm for the weekend, highs into the mid-30s and drying out for Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently, it's 4.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The wife of a man who allegedly faked his death before traveling to Eastern Europe is filing for annulment of their marriage. WLUK-TV Green Bay reports Emily Borgwart filed for legal separation from husband Ryan on Thursday, one day after he was charged with obstruction in the incident where he allegedly faked his drowning in Green Lake before traveling to Canada and then on to the nation of Georgia. UW Hospital East Madison received Trauma 4 classification this week. That means the hospital, located on the busy I-94 interchange, will be able to handle severe injuries at its emergency room without having to bring patients all the way downtown to the main hospital near UW-Madison. Cold temperatures accompanied by dangerous wind chills are on tap for much of northern Wisconsin through Friday morning. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07, reporting from the Milk Business Conference. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Wall Drive, Eau Claire, Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com, and Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. The judge in Lily Peters' murder case says it could be 2026 before the case actually goes to trial. Carson Petersberger, the now 16-year-old charged with Peters' murder, was in Chippewa County Court yesterday. He pleaded not guilty. The judge says the case will proceed in adult court, but the judge also said he expects a number of roadblocks in the case. Investigators say Petersberger beat, strangled, then raped Peters as she was walking home back in 2022. The case has lingered because of a fight over whether to try Petersberger as a juvenile. Now the judge says he expects a fight over which county to hold the trial in. Eau Claire will require licenses for Airbnbs and Vrbo rentals. The Eau Claire City Council approved the new licensing plan. The idea, supporters say, is to differentiate between traditional bed and breakfasts and short-term rentals like Airbnbs and Vrbo rentals. The council, however, did not approve new rules that would have required week-long stays, or that would have limited local Airbnb and Vrbo rentals to just 6 months out of the year. The family of a Winona County woman who was found dead last year is asking a judge to allow cameras in the courtroom during the sentencing of Adam Fravel. Fravel was found guilty of murder in the death of Madeline Kingsbury last month. Cameras were not allowed in the courtroom during Fravel's trial in Mankato, but members of Kingsbury's family have consented to letting cameras into the court to record their victim impact statements. Fravel will be sentenced December 17th. Two people are dead following a crash involving a semi-truck in west central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says an SUV crossed a median on I-94 near Toma Monday night and hit a semi. A 26-year-old Minnesota woman and 47-year-old Wisconsin man in the SUV were killed, while the truck drivers from Michigan and Minnesota were hospitalized and are expected to survive. Shortly after that crash, another semi-driver from Minnesota who didn't follow cones and flares directing traffic around the crash rear-ended a State Patrol squad car. A trooper who hurt his head in that crash was hospitalized, while the semi-driver wasn't injured. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Voters in western Wisconsin could see a rematch on their ballots in 2026. Democrat Rebecca Cook yesterday said she's considering another run for Congress in 2 years. Cook says she outperformed both Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin in the western part of the state. She said she was just 3 points away from winning the race against incumbent Republican Derek Van Orden. Van Orden said on Twitter that Cook spent a lot of money to lose, and he's not sure that she can do any better in 2026. One of Eau Claire's state representatives is once again asking for HSHS money. State Representative Jody Emerson said the legislature needs to release the $15 million that was set aside to help other hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls deal with Sacred Heart and St. Joe's closing earlier this year. She says the Chippewa Valley cannot afford any more delays. Republican lawmaker says Emerson needs to blame Governor Evers for the delay. He changed the plan to spend the money and no longer wants to earmark the cash strictly for ER services to make up for the lack of emergency care without Sacred Heart or St. Joe's. A man has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after he was found with 5 pounds of meth. Eau Claire police say they received an anonymous tip about Dalton Clayton and pulled him over last year. That's when officers say they found the drugs worth about $118,000. Clayton pleaded no contest in court before his sentencing. He'll have 6 years of extended supervision once that prison sentence is complete. UW La Crosse will add 2 new majors to satisfy growing workforce needs. The engineering, physics, and data science majors will open for enrollment in the fall of 2025 and be typical 4-year degrees. According to UW-Weill, the engineering physics degree will focus on the physical and mathematical fundamentals of mechanical, civic, and optical and material engineering. The new data science majors help to address the increasing demand for skilled professionals in Wisconsin and beyond. The number of data science jobs is projected to grow by 36% nationally over the next decade. The 2 new majors were approved by the Board of Regents during a meeting last week. More year-end chances to harvest deer in Wisconsin. Though the gun deer hunt in the state has ended, the Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that a statewide antlerless-only hunting period happens today through Sunday. In addition, an antlerless-only holiday hunt will run from Christmas Eve to New Year's Day, and an archery and crossbow deer seasons continue through January 5th, with those seasons extending through January in some areas with extended archery series. Just visit the DNR website for more information. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Add this to your next order of Glazers. Quick Trip is now offering snow globes and ugly Christmas sweaters. The sweaters say, "See you next time," and are just part of the new holiday offerings at Quick Trip's website. The company already sells hats, shirts, and even boxer shorts. Quick Trip says that these are online specials only, so don't look for the sweater section next time you're in one of their stores. Reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnikins for WRDN News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Burton proud of Wood's 100th win. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Even though the 2024 NASCAR season has reached its conclusion, NASCAR Live still rolls on. This offseason, we'll honor champions and discuss some of the top stories from an amazing season of racing.
What a move off four, up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
All of that and much more every week on NASCAR Live.
Need a last-minute holiday gift for the race fan on your list? The folks at Racing Electronics have the perfect stocking stuffer, a Racing Electronics gift card. Choose from scanners, headphones, race day accessories, or use it for Racing Electronics scanner rentals next season. Take the guessing out of gift-giving with the Racing Electronics gift card to ensure that everyone is race day ready. Head over to RacingElectronics.com, that's RacingElectronics.com, and get yours today.
Following a three-year stint in the NASCAR Cup Series with the Wood Brothers, Harrison Burton is returning to the Xfinity ranks to compete for AM Racing. Before his departure, though, he captured a milestone that he'd long dreamed of, winning the 100th Cup victory for the legendary team.
My main goal when I got hired was to win a Cup race with the Wood Brothers, and so to check that off the box is really cool. To do it at Daytona, to do it with the group like I've talked about over and over again. You know, it's hard to beat that stuff. Stuff that I, as a competitor, I live for that. And I can leave there, you know, not feeling satisfied, but feeling partially satisfied, I guess, with that win for sure.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
The Packers wrapped up a second day of workouts today as they continue preparing for Sunday night's game against the Seahawks in Seattle. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers can wrap up a playoff spot with a win and an Atlanta loss on Sunday. Week 15 of the season kicks off tonight with a battle in the NFC West. The Rams take on the 49ers in Santa Clara. 6'1 outside hitter Grace Egan, who played at Ohio State as a redshirt freshman this year, is hitting the transfer portal to play for the Wisconsin Badgers next season. She recorded a career-high 22 kills in a 5-set loss to the Badgers earlier this season. Badgers will take on Texas A&M in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Regional Semifinals tomorrow night in Lincoln. Meanwhile, the Marquette Golden Eagles will square off against Penn State in Pennsylvania tomorrow afternoon. And broadcaster Al Michaels will return for another season on Amazon Prime's NFL booth. The 80-year-old Michaels currently in the final year of a 3-year deal. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New coaches' polls are out for boys and girls hoops, plus football realignment news. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
New WisSports.net boys and girls basketball coaches polls came out on Tuesday afternoon. On the boys' side, DePere remains the number one team in Division 1. Wauwatosa West was the top-ranked Division 2 squad, but the Trojans fell to Germantown later on Tuesday. Milwaukee Academy of Science may be the best team in the state, regardless of division, and has played the toughest schedule so far, going a perfect 5-0. The Novas are tops in the D3 boys' rankings. Mineral Point sits atop the D4 poll, with Sheboygan Lutheran the number one team in Division 5. In the girls' basketball coaches poll, Pewaukee is elevated to Division 1 this year after a run of success in D2, but the Pirates show no signs of slowing down, ranked first in the largest division. Wauwatosa East leads the way in Division 2, with Laconia the top team in Division 3. The Prairie School is number 1 in Division 4, with Assumption holding down the top spot in D5. The WIAA Realignment Task Force announced a proposed football-only plan that would begin in 2026. The majority of the 11-player football changes are in southern and especially southeast Wisconsin, including further strengthening of the Classic 8 and Greater Metro football conferences, as Franklin would move to the GMC and Oak Creek plus Sussex Hamilton into the Classic 8. Visit wisports.net for the full proposal. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Ice is rapidly forming in the northern portion of the upper Midwest, and that means anglers are going to get out and take advantage of the great fishing. According to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens, the godfather of mobile ice angling, there's a spot you should hit as soon as that ice forms. I'll tell you where that spot is on the region's lakes, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back.
We've got an early ice fishing tip for everybody here today. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Genn says the best spot in the lake during early ice is where the vegetation ends and where you'll find a hole, a deeper spot in the lake where it's just bare bottom. It might be mud, it might be sand, it might be marl, it might be cobblestone. But what makes it a great spot is that there's vegetation growing on either one side of it, or there's vegetation growing all the way around the hole. Genn loves those spots on a lake where the vegetation is growing all the way around, what he calls an indentation. In the middle, it's bare. And he says the fish will stack up in there like cordwood. Find those spots on your electronics, then drill a few holes and catch fish out of them all day long. Ice is forming rapidly across the region, but be sure to be safe before going out on the ice. Natural Resource Department say you need at least 4 inches for walkable ice. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, thankfully less wind, low 0 to 5 below. Mostly sunny and warmer for the afternoon Friday, a high near 20. Snow showers and a wintry mix Friday night and Saturday. Temperatures warm for the weekend, highs into the mid-30s and drying out for Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently, it's 4.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're broadcasting from the Nebraska Cattlemen's Annual Convention and Trade Show that is underway in Kearney through tomorrow. Lots of factors talking about. You can guess the water cooler talk that we're hearing around here when it comes to the recent actions in the cattle market. We'll talk about that later on in today's program, but we're going to take a look at this. We just need good old plain demand back. This is exactly where we need to start this conversation today, because we do have a lot to unpack from a grain perspective as Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And when you and I were talking, Mike, before we even started this program, and you said, you know, really, we just need good old demand back. And I think you hit the nail on the head with that thought that many, when they look at these grain markets, even livestock in general, are understanding we just need that demand. And let's focus away from the politics. Let's focus away from the weather and focus what's happening in the trade.
Yeah, I want to make it clear, because I've heard from some listeners from KRVN and other stations that I work with that we in the commodity trade maybe are too negative on the demand and talk too much about the trade and politics and tariffs. And I think there's a real valid point out there to be made that we do have excellent demand on the export front for the wheat and for the corn and for the pork. The USMEF just talked about how we just hit a record in 2024 so far for the pork exports. What I'm trying to get at by saying that and suggesting that, Susan, is that we have, since the highs in wheat in 2022, really had to deal with weather and supply, and the market has been negative demand. And the most recent issue that we've had to contend with President Trump's victory, is the fear of fresh tariffs being put onto Canada, a very big ethanol buyer of ours and a very big seller of crude oil to us, and also Mexico, obviously a major, major corn buyer and pork buyer. And I was having a hard time getting to where I really wanted to go with this in the light of the USDA WASDE report, in light of the inflation data that came out of Canada and in the U.S. this week, and also the Chinese expected at their big economic work conference that's going on right now to put forth a better stimulus plan to get their domestic consumption back up and running. And I think that's really where it's at for me. And I'll give you two pieces of news. What's happening in the demand side of the economy? What's going to both move the market into a more demand-friendly bias, meaning the funds look at the grains, and they certainly have been net long in a big, big way, the cattle and the hogs, and so they get it there. But in the grain specifically, what's going to move those funds into a more demand-friendly bias in 2025, and what's going to cause the trade concerns to drop, which those two are wrapped up in one another because of the funds and because of the investor trading mindset? Well, the answer is the same to me. It's the Chinese economy comes back with their domestic consumption. So that's number one in terms of what I'm trying to throw out to the listener today and to talk about with you today. The second thing, it just came across the wires from Bloomberg. Canada is now saying they are weighing an export tax on uranium and oil in the United States if President Trump starts a trade war. Now, this takes us to another level, in my opinion, because I think the trade had started to get used to, especially after the WASDE report this week, and that strong demand that WASDE continued to show us. I mean, we saw a big jump in corn exports. We're now down to the lowest levels since 2013, and stocks-to-use ratios for corn, we're still sitting at lowest levels since 2014 or so in the wheat stocks-to-use. But we had kind of put to bed, I think, the idea that we would have to deal with a trade war. In other words, we've got the Chinese on one side, and then we've got the Canadians and the Mexicans on the other side of the trade war potential. I think we'd kind of put to bed the North American issues and started to think, okay, we're going to come up with something relatively quickly when President Trump comes into office, and we're not going to have to worry about the North American trade as much. This opens that door back up again, unfortunately, and this is what I want to get away from. I just don't want to have to deal with this. And how do you get to that point? And that is the dollar goes down and all of a sudden our goods become cheaper. And so that's really, it's a big picture feature to today's final bell, but I think it's very timely as we get closer and closer to the holiday and then to his inauguration.
And as you well know, and we've talked about it before, there's a lot of wait and see, and some saying, well, we've got some, you know, backfill going on. We've got some, you know, early settings of our purchases. Does that mean we're going to start to see some cancellations come early January? There's a lot of what-ifs that are going to weigh heavily, and if not negatively, on how we see these grain markets trade.
Yeah, that's a great point. And so to back it up and you know, put on the beeper and back up the truck a little bit here, the short term, today's trade could have been a lot worse, especially for the soybeans, because to your point, we still sold 1.17 million metric tons of export sales on soybeans, but it was below the lowest trade guess. It was 42% below the four-week average, and meal export sales were 47% below the four-week average. The only bright spot was the bean oil coming in 40% above the four-week average. And part of the reason why we saw a disappointing soybean export sales, we talked about at noontime on the midday update, was we did see reductions of 518,600 metric tons of soybeans of unknown. And I think that's a really key point that you make here, is that pretty much everybody, including myself, that studies this would suggest, okay, agriculture, U.S. agriculture is at the tip of the spear. It's at the point of feeling the most sensitivity. And this is one of the only reasons that I can give you that would help explain why are we near the 2024 lows in terms of soybeans. In terms of meal, we are right near it with going back down to that 285 level today with our annual low of 282.60.
We do have a lot more to look at as we get ready the second half of the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and of course, Mike Zuzel continues to join us this afternoon with Global Commodity Analytics. And okay, I know we said at the beginning we were needing to get back to old good demand and not focus on weather, but we got to talk a little bit about La Nina. We talked about it during the mid-session with you today, Mike, and I know that this is the factor when it comes to weather that's going to weigh in on this trade.
Yeah, you know, the best thing about the USDA report on the WASDE earlier this week was it kept the corn supplies tight, and that means the weather is still very much in play. I think South American weather, especially, more specifically Argentina, because we're just now starting to plant corn in Argentina, and they do have a drought issue still that has to be cleaned up in the Pampas regions, which is a fairly narrow area, fairly tight area of production, Susan. And so CPC came out today. They said, okay, 59% chance, weak La Nina, no Dece Jan, but greater than 70% in Dece Jan Feb. And so this is where, as I said before we went to break, it could have been a lot worse on Thursday's trade for the soybeans especially. We didn't really trade the tender from Saudi Arabia for 595,000 tons of wheat. Wheat market didn't move an inch on that. And we really haven't traded the supportive features of the corn market since we made those highs after the report came out. And it makes sense because corn is waiting for beans and wheat, in my opinion. But this La Nina, I think, is still very much in play. And when I look at the models and I look at what people send me that I purchase information from on the weather side of the equation, you know, you get to the end of this month, first of next month, that gets you into the latter part of their current outlook and really starts to open you up to the middle part, early middle part of their second part of their outlook and increases the chance of La Nina. So what I'm getting at is the best chance to clear up their drought, it looks like, is in the next 15 to 20 days. If they don't do it in Argentina, it's kind of like Russia and Ukraine. They're getting a decent chance. And they've had a little bit more rain. Looks like they might have some snow melt, because their temperatures are warming up. But you've got a window here. Otherwise, it's going to be even worse than it was before, in my opinion.
So as we look at other factors that are weighing in on this grain complex, we had weekly export sales data that came out this morning. Some not liking maybe the slowness to it, even though we did see a purchase that came out this morning to an unknown. What is your takeaway of that data?
I really think that the corn market is justified in the supportive features because the actual physical exports today in corn were 1.18 million metric tons, and that was a marketing year high. We don't have to worry now about the Mississippi River levels. We're shipping this corn out in very strong moves, and I think that's where the corn remains the best in terms of the cash side of the equation. Wheat's more neutral. I think what we're seeing in the wheat market is the trade wondering whether the end users are going to come off the fence. And this Saudi Arabian tender, I think, is really important for Friday's trade. And if we get some news on that, but I would swing right back around to China. We've heard problems. You told me about some problems potentially in quality of corn. Kazday, the Chinese group, came out and talked about how their corn production is lower. We do have weather and supply issues that we can get rallies. To my earlier point, though, is those typically don't last very long, and they're the ones to hedge. So we're in a time period right now where we want to go from a supply-led market to a demand-led market, especially with these tight supplies of wheat and corn.
Switching gears to look at this livestock, what a crazy and from a cattle producer, amazing time we've been in this last 3 weeks. And then to hear that on a Thursday afternoon, passing bids of 197 and then passing bids of 305 on the dressed. Interesting times at the moment.
It is, and the spreads are really showing it up as well. The Dece April fat cattle spread has gone from a negative 450 to zero as of today's close. And that really suggests that the spread tightening so much is an indication of very tight supplies here in the near term. And it's a big question mark in my mind. What do the packers do with their margins reportedly around negative 60 bucks a hedge ahead? And I think it really goes back to, do they go after these cattle even with these higher prices? Or do they try and back cattle up more? And I think that's where this week's weekly kill is going to be exceptionally important to our price trends next week. We did a 614,000 head last week. That was down almost 4% from the same period in 2023 of 638,000 head. Those are the two numbers I'm going to be watching, because you go back to the cattle on feed report, we should be able to be killing and slaughtering the same as we were last year, because we still have 12 million head on feed. So where are those cattle at? I think this is a really key area, because the cattle market, I don't think, is going to be able to rely on the hogs as much.
What is the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Best way is globalcomresearch.com, and it's globalcom with two M's, research.com. I put up some fresh stuff on the homepage to take a look at. Please sign up for a two-week free trial and see.
That is the Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group. See how 80 years of auction experience can work for you at steffesgroup.com. A major court decision last week blocked a key provision of the Corporate Transparency Act that would have required farms across the nation to report detailed ownership information to the U.S. Treasury. The ruling is temporary, and I'll have more details when we come back. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. A major federal court decision last week could have significant implications for farmers and rural businesses. A Texas judge issued an injunction halting the enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act, or CTA, which would have required more than 230,000 farm operations report detailed ownership information to the U.S. Treasury. The CTA, passed in 2021, was designed to combat financial crime, such as tax fraud and money laundering. Businesses, including farms operating as corporations, partnerships, or LLCs, were required to file beneficial ownership information, or BOI data, by January 1, 2025. The law targeted any stakeholder with at least 25% ownership or significant control over a company. For farmers, this meant disclosing personal details like addresses, birthdays, and identification numbers to the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Unit. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimated that these rules would impact about 230,000 farms. That's about 13% of all U.S. farm operations, and it would cover 33% of total farm acres nationwide. The filing requirements would have applied not only to current owners, but could also be triggered by changes in management or restructuring. Noncompliance carried steep penalties, including fines up to $10,000 and potential imprisonment. Critics argued that the requirements were burdensome and invasive. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval described the rules as, quote, a financial and administrative headache for farmers already dealing with tight margins. Duval welcomed the Texas court's decision, calling it a necessary reprieve from a policy that created uncertainty and risked exposing private business information unnecessarily. While the injunction provides temporary relief, the issue is far from settled. Additional legal challenges are making their way through the courts right now, and Congress may revisit the legislation in the new year. I'll have more when we return.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Corporate Transparency Act was likely going to raise compliance and administrative costs for farmers at a time when cash flow is already tight. As of now, only 11% of eligible companies nationwide have filed those BOI reports, and if this judge's decision is overturned, farmers and other small businesses could be scrambling to meet that reporting deadline. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows of 5 to 10 below. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, high mid-teens. Wintry mix tomorrow night into early Saturday, then some rain and a high in the mid-30s Saturday afternoon. Mostly cloudy, high in the upper 30s Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently, it's 4.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
More and more these days.
myself strong. Oh, but when I get lonely, I do. Your memory gets to burning, lean back on the bourbon. Sure as hell can't keep leaning on you. Looks like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault, yeah, I dropped the ball. You're gone and I'm gone, three seats to the wind. Thinking about all I've wasted on you.
Event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Am I dreaming or stupid? I think I've been hit by Cupid, but no one needs to know right now. I met a tall, dark, and handsome man, and I've been busy making. A little girl, a little boy, a little Benji.
just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard at loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Dirty dancing, blue collar romancing. I can get cleaned up if you ask me, but I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right them tonight.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.